Good morning and welcome to the 888 Holdings Quarter One conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. I will now hand the call over to Gigi Levy, CEO of 888. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the call this morning. I'm joined today by Aviad Kobrine, our Chief Financial Officer, and also by our Chairman, Richard Kilsby, and Brian Mattingly, our Senior Independent Director. Assuming that you all have seen the statement, I will make a few comments before opening up the call for questions. In both revenue and customer player terms, Q1 has been a record year for the company, post-UEGA, with an impressive 7% growth in B2C revenues following a very strong Q4. This significant improvement in our performance compared to this time last year has been the result of implementing our strategy of continuously improving our market-leading customer offering. Significant progress was made in product innovation, including an overall platform, the addition of new games, increased localization of various products, and further CRM and bonus tools. I'm also delighted to say that trend is continuing for the first 2 weeks of Q2, and that ahead of the historically weaker summer period, we are experiencing strong trading. This is a much better performance than last year, where Q1 was strong, but revenues declined in January to March, and poker was on a downward trend. This year, March was better than January, and our poker is growing. As announced, these excellent figures reported today and the ongoing strength in current trading indicate that the company is back on a growth trajectory and is on the right track to achieve further success. As announced earlier this week, I feel now is the right time to stand down as CEO, leaving the company stable and growing. I want to thank the board and the shareholders for their support, and I also want to send a special thank you to the employees and managers of the company who worked with me around the clock, believing in the company, its capabilities and prospects. This is an amazing team of people, one of the best I ever worked with, and from whom I have learned a great deal. I would now like to hand over to Richard Kilsby, our chairman.
Thanks, Gigi. I would just like to take this opportunity on behalf of the board to reiterate our thanks to Gigi for his contribution during his time as CEO. Since UEGA ruling changed the industry, Gigi has been central to positioning 888 as one of the world's most popular and leading online gaming companies. We look forward to his continuing involvement as a member of the board going forward. These record results are a fitting end to Gigi's tenure as CEO and provide an excellent base from which to grow the business in 2011. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll now hand back to the operator who will run the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star asterisk followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on the telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. Our first question will come from Nick Bartram from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, morning, Gigi. Hi, team. I know this is very much a sort of a revenue update, but can you give us some idea of what the marketing sort of spend was relative to Q4 in Q1 in order to get that top line growth?
Well, as you rightfully said, this is not a profit update, but just to give you an indication, Q1 was a very high marketing quarter until margins are good. So, you know, this is higher marketing, but it's actually very, very encouraging margin.
And when do you expect that marketing, because you talked about at the final results that you expected the marketing spend proportionately to come down. When would you expect that trend to start occurring? Is that into the sort of the quieter summer months?
Well, Nick, I think you know the industry as well as I do, and the way we do that is that we usually front-load the year with a lot of marketing in Q1, which is both a good way to do it in terms of spending across the year, but also, of course, is higher return because of the winter month. People are more at home, etc. So Q1 is proportion way above the proportion in the year in terms of the marketing spend, and then usually it quiets down. April is still high, May is slightly lower. Then when you get into June, July, August, other than bingo, which in bingo for some bizarre reason you can continue bringing good returns also through the summer, I guess that's demographics. In the rest of it, we usually spend a lot less, and it picks up again around October, September, October. So, you know, we are following the same trend. And so, assuming revenue will continue being strong through the summer, then margins will actually expand through the summer, naturally.
Okay. And can I just ask one more question? I noticed the B2B revenues were down on Q4. Any particular reason for that?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that's happening in B2B is that the delay in Italy, where the big new contracts that are going to be implemented, basically took away revenue stream that we expected to have in Q1 and put it actually at the end of Q2. That's not just for us, it's for the entire industry in Italy, because casino and cash games in Italy were delayed for basically you can launch it late Q2. And so Q1 was just sort of stable, you know, a bit of changes here and there, nothing too dramatic to report. But the growth that we expected is actually now planned for late Q2 rather than Q1, which we originally expected. And that's the result only of the Italian delay.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Gigi.
Thanks, Nick.
Our next question will come from Michael Campbell from Daniel Stewart. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, gents. Just two questions from me. Now, I know it's early days, but is there any thoughts as to a replacement for Gigi? And secondly, is there any news on the Ladbrokes offer?
Well, I'll take the second one, and then I'll pass it over to our chairman to talk about the first one. In terms of Ladbrokes, I think that I can tell you an anecdote that we carefully crafted a wording for the RNS that basically said we don't have anything to say, because if we had anything to say, we would have told you. And then after writing it skillfully, we sort of read it and it said not having it is exactly the same. In that regard, Ladbrokes is still an option. It's still alive. We don't give chances or odds on it. And if we had anything to say on it, we would have said. That's on Ladbrokes. In terms of replacement, Richard, do you want to take that?
Sure. As we said in the announcement, the nominations committee is in the process of appointing a search firm to look for a new CEO. So no news at present, and we're in the process.
Okay, great. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, press star 1, please. Our next question will come from Jason Street from RBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Actually, my question was asked already. It was going to be about marketing spend, but seeing as I'm on and there don't seem to be too many other questions, I was just wondering whether you'd had a chance to read Ralph Topping's blog and the hole you'll be filling in the, or leaving in the conference schedule. And I just wondered, Gigi, whether or not actually you'll be even more active on the conference schedule next year. Before I put my bet on.
Well, that's not a question I was prepared to, but if we're taking a comical relief, which I think is what Ralph's trying to provide, I would not bring myself to directly reply to Ralph's blog. I think he was accusing me of being a visionary and sharing that vision. I have to say that I, in a way, think it's better than having no vision, but that's a different discussion. I do not think you'll see me spending my time mostly on conferences, if that's the question, nor did I do that beforehand. And so actually in the coming few conferences, I'm not going to be speaking, if that's the particular question.
I'd say it was only a bit of light relief.
Thank you.
Thanks.
With no further question at this time.
Okay, guys, so I'll conclude call for today. You know, it's always typical that there are no questions when the results are good. It's always easier. And we are experiencing right now a very good trading pattern with a very strong Q1 across all games, all products, both in terms of yield, in terms of number of players, and in overall revenues. And as I said before, this is not coming at the price of margins, which is great. I'm leaving a very strong company, one that I love dearly, and one that is equipped with the best people in the industry, a company which I'm sure will continue growing further with the good infrastructure that we have in place. It was a very hectic, interesting, phenomenal period in this company, and I enjoyed every moment of it, working with people I liked, even in the times when it was not easy. I'd like to thank all of you for listening on our calls, for asking tough questions, and for giving us attention. That's always made the job more interesting and more fun. And I'm sure we'll all run into each other in the future. So thank you very much.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.